Hindi, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. Part 2. Continued from Part 1. Section 6. Phonology. There are approximately 11 vowels and 35 consonants in standard Hindi. They are shown below. Subsection 6.1. Vowels. Vowels. The vowels of Hindi with their word initial Devanagari symbol, diacritical mark with the consonant pa, pronunciation of the vowel alone and the vowel followed by pa in IPA, that is International Phonetic Alphabet, equivalent in IAST, and approximate equivalents in standard English are listed below. A table follows. First row, alphabet, diacritical mark with p, pronunciation, pronunciation with p, IAST equivalent, English equivalent. Next row, alphabet a, diacritical mark with p, p, pronunciation, a, pronunciation with p, p, IAST equivalent, a, English equivalent, short or long schwa, as the a in above or ago. Next row, alphabet a, diacritical mark with pa, pronunciation a, pronunciation with pa, IAST equivalent, a, open long open back unrounded vowel as the a in father. Next row, alphabet e, diacritical mark with p, p, pronunciation e, pronunciation with p, p, IAST equivalent e, English equivalent, short close front unrounded vowel as e in bit. Next row, alphabet E, diacritical mark with P, P, pronunciation E, pronunciation with P, P, IAST equivalent E, English equivalent, long close front unrounded vowel as I in machine. Next row, alphabet U, diacritical mark with P, P, pronunciation U, pronunciation with P, P, IAST equivalent, U, English equivalent, short close back rounded vowel as U in put. Next row, alphabet U, diacritical mark with P, poo, pronunciation U, pronunciation with P, poo, IAST equivalent, U, long close back rounded vowel as double O in school. Next row, alphabet A, diacritical mark with P, pay, pronunciation A, pronunciation with P, pay, IAST equivalent, A, English equivalent, long close mid-front unrounded vowel as A in game, not a diphthong. A diphthong is a combination of two vowels, like A. Next row, alphabet A, diacritical mark with P, pa, pronunciation A, pronunciation with P, pa, IAST equivalent A, English equivalent, long near open front unrounded vowel as A in cat. Next row, alphabet O, diacritical mark with P, po, pronunciation O, pronunciation with P, po, IAST equivalent O, long close mid back rounded vowel as O in tone, not a diphthong. Next row, alphabet O, diacritical mark with P, pa, pronunciation O, pronunciation with P, pa, IAST equivalent O, English equivalent, long open mid back rounded vowel as AU in caught. Next row, alphabet, none. Diacritical mark with per, none. Pronunciation, e. Pronunciation with per, pe. IST equivalent, none. English equivalent, short, open, mid, front, unrounded vowel as E in get. Key to the phonetics of vowels. Back vowels are those in which the back of the tongue is raised towards the far back of the mouth. Front vowels are those in which the back of the tongue is raised towards the front of the mouth. Open vowels are those in which the tongue is not raised very much. Closed vowels are those in which the tongue is so raised that it nearly touches the roof of the mouth. Subsection 6.2. Additional notes on vowels. The short mid-front unrounded vowel as E in get does not have any symbol or diacritic in Hindi script. It occurs only as an allophonic variant of schwa, that is the vowel er, in place of the middle word a, determined only by convention. In certain words in the standard Khadi Boli dialect, for example, the orthography, that is the spelling or the writing system, dictates that rahana must be pronounced as rahana, but it is actually pronounced as rehna. It also occurs in loan words from English, where it might be accorded a new vowel symbol, e, chandra, pe. The short open mid-back rounded vowel, o, as o in hot, does not exist in Hindi at all, other than for English loan words. In orthography, a new symbol has been invented for it, o, po. There are some additional vowels traditionally listed in the Hindi alphabet. They are ri, originally in Sanskrit, a vowel like retroflex approximant. That is the sound that you produce with the tongue curling back towards the roof of the mouth. Pronounced in modern Hindi as ri, used only in Sanskrit loanwords. For example, pri, ang. Called anuswar, pronounced as ang. Its diacritic, the dot above, is used both for nasalizing the vowel in the syllable and for the sound of a vowel like n or m, pang. Ah, called visarg, pronounced as ah, used only in Sanskrit loan words. Pah, the diacritic called chandrabindu, not listed in the alphabet, used interchangeably with the anuswara to indicate nasalization of the vowel, p. If a lonely consonant needs to be written without any following vowel, a halant or viram diacritic is given below. P. There is less lip rounding than in English in the long open mid-back rounded vowel, o, as au in caught. The vowel a in Hindi is more central and less back than in English. All vowels in Hindi, short or long, can be nasalized. In Sanskrit and in some other dialects of Hindi, as well as in a few words in standard Hindi, the vowel a is pronounced as a diphthong, I or I, rather than a. Similarly, the vowel a is pronounced in some words as a diphthong, au or au, rather than o. Other than these, Hindi does not have true diphthongs. Two vowels might occur sequentially, but then they are pronounced as two syllables. A glide might come in between while speaking. Glide is a consonant which comes when two vowels of different types come together. In the Devanagari script used for Sanskrit, whenever a consonant in a word ending position is without a virama, that is freely standing in orthography, p as opposed to p, the short neutral vowel schwa, that is is automatically associated with it. This is of course true for the consonant to be in any position in the word. However, in Hindi, even if the word ending consonant is written without a virama, the associated schwa is almost never pronounced. The schwa, that is the a, is pronounced very short only if the absence of schwa would otherwise make the pronunciation of the word very difficult. Such a situation arises when there is a consonantal cluster, that is a group of consonants, at the end of the word. The schwa in Hindi is usually dropped, syncopated in Kariboli, even at certain instances in the word middle positions, where the orthography would otherwise dictate. For example, rukna, to stay, is normally pronounced as rukna, while according to the orthography, it should have been rukna. The dropping of schwa at the end in Hindi for Sanskrit loan words causes a big problem for foreigners, that is, Westerners learning Hindi. The IAST symbol, A, appended to the end of these words, rather confuses the foreigners to pronounce it as A. This makes the masculine Sanskrit or Hindi words sound like feminine. Some examples are given below. Table follows. First row, Hindi or Sanskrit word. Usual transliteration, Sanskrit pronunciation, Hindi pronunciation, foreigner's pronunciation. Next row, Hindi-Sanskrit word, Shiva, a deity. Usual transliteration, S-H-I-V-A. Sanskrit pronunciation, Shiva. Hindi pronunciation, Shiv. Foreigner's pronunciation, Shiva. Next row, Hindi-Sanskrit word, Varun, a deity. Usual transliteration, V-A-R-U-N-A. Sanskrit pronunciation, Varun. Hindi pronunciation, Varun. Foreigner's pronunciation, Varuna. Next row, Hindi-Sanskrit word, Ved, a scripture. Usual transliteration, V-E-D-A. Sanskrit pronunciation, Ved. Hindi pronunciation, Ved. Foreigner's pronunciation, Veda. Next row, Hindi-Sanskrit word, Ram, a hero. Usual transliteration, R-A-M-A or R-A Macron, M-A. Sanskrit pronunciation, Ram. Hindi pronunciation, Ram. Foreigner's pronunciation, Rama. Next row, Hindi or Sanskrit word, Kam Sutra, a love manual. Usual transliteration, K-A-M-A-S-U-T-R-A. Sanskrit pronunciation, Kama Sutra. Hindi pronunciation, Kam Sutra or Kam Sutra. Foreigner's pronunciation, Kama Sutra. Next row, Hindi or Sanskrit word, Ashok, an emperor. Usual transliteration, A-S-H-O-K-A or A-S-O-K-A. Sanskrit pronunciation, Ashok. Hindi pronunciation, Ashok. Foreigner's pronunciation, Ashoka or Ashoka. The Handbook of Indian Phonetic Association, also International Phonetic Association, also describes the near-close, near-front, unrounded vowel, E, the near-close, near-back, rounded vowel, U, as occurring in Hindi phonology. Subsection 6.3, Consonants. Hindi has a large consonant system with about 38 distinct consonantal phonemes, that is, consonantal sounds. An exact number cannot be given, since the regional varieties of Hindi differ in the details of their consonantal repertoire. To what extent certain sounds that appear only in foreign words should be considered a part of standard Hindi is also a matter of debate. The traditional core of the consonant system, inherited from Sanskrit, consists of a matrix of 25 plosives, that is, the sounds made by complete closure of the mouth cavity with the tongue, and 8 sonorants and fricatives. Sonorants are those sounds made by partial closure of the mouth cavity with the tongue, and fricatives are the consonants with a characteristic hissing sound that continue with a stream of breath continuously escaping. The system is filled out by 7 sounds that originated in Persian but are now considered Hindi sounds. The table below shows the phonology of the Hindi consonants. Note that all nasals, trills, flaps, approximants, and lateral approximants in Hindi are regarded as voiced consonants. That is the consonant in which the vocal cords in the throat vibrate. Table follows. First row, bilabial, that is the consonants made by articulated by both the lips together. Then labiodental, that is the consonants made with the help of the lower lip and the upper teeth. Then dental, that is the consonants made by the tongue touching or almost touching the teeth. Alveolar, that is the consonants in which the tongue touches the gums above the teeth. Retroflex, that is the consonants in which the tongue curls back and touches or tries to touch the roof of the mouth. Post-alveolar or palatal, in which the whole front of the tongue articulates with the roof of the mouth. The next, velar, that is the consonants made by the back of the tongue against the back of the roof of the mouth. Then uvular, that is the consonants made by the back of the tongue against the fleshy protrusion in the mouth. Then glottal, that is the consonants coming from the throat cavity. Next row, plosives, unaspirated, that is the consonants made by one complete closure of the mouth cavity by the tongue and which are not followed by a significant puff of breath. Bilabial, per, ber. Dental, t, d. Retroflex, t, d. Post alveolar or palatal, ch or cha, j or j. Velar, k, g. Uvular, k. Next row, plosives aspirated, that is those plosives that are followed by a very significant puff of breath. Bilabial, p, b. Dental, th, dh. Retroflex, th, dh. Postalveolar or palatal, ch or ch, j or j. Velar, k, g. Next row, nasals, that is the consonants made by vibrating the nose. Bilabial, m. Alveolar, n. Retroflex, n. Postalveolar or palatal, ny. Velar, ng. Next row, fricatives. Fricatives, that is those consonants made by forcing a continuous stream of breath through a very narrow channel in the mouth cavity. Labiodental, f. Uvular, h, g. Glottal, h, h. Next row, sibilants, that is the special class of fricatives with a correct very sharp hissing sound. Alveolar, s, z. Post-alveolar or palatal, sh. Next row, trills, that is those consonants in which the tongue vibrates against an articulator. Alveolar, r. Next row, flaps, that is those consonants in which the tongue violently taps against a particular articulator. Retroflex, r, r. Next row, approximants, that is a class of consonants between a typical consonant and a vowel. Labiodental, b. Post-alveolar or palatal, y. Next row, lateral approximant, that is the consonant in which the breath of air passes through the sides of the tongue. alveolar L, to be continued in part 3.